Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm your host, and today we're joined by Jeff Casaza. Jeff, you've been on the program before. Remind us what you do at Intel.
I'm the marketing manager for QuickPath Interconnect and some related technologies for the server group at Intel.
And we've been hearing a lot about Nehalem from Intel. We've been hearing about Tequila architecture. I know that they've been designed with a new system architecture called QuickPath. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, the way these new architectures work, particularly in multiprocessor configurations, you have processors that have integrated memory controllers in them along with the CPU, and then you need a way to stitch these processors together. And the QuickPath Interconnect provides that point-to-point high-speed connection between the different processors in the system.
So QuickPath is the new way we're doing this. What has been our traditional method for connecting processors?
Well, the traditional way we used to do it was something called a front-side bus. And really what that was a shared pipe that was used for each of the processors in the system. The new way to do it is the QuickPath Interconnect. And what the QuickPath Interconnect gives you is this high-speed, low latency, high bandwidth link, and multiple links off of each processor, so you can connect this system up for these high-powered processors.
If I look at that, it seems like it would enable a lot more flexibility in terms of the type of systems you can design.
Yeah, it really does. Because you have multiple links coming off each processor, there's multiple ways you can connect these processors. You can create, you know, high-performance processor systems where all the links are used. You can create maybe a lower-cost version where only part of the links or narrower links are used. And it really gives a lot of flexibility to the platform designer and the way he wants to put the system together.
How does this compare from a performance perspective to the traditional front-side bus architectures of old?
One, there's lower latency. So the fact that you have an integrated memory controller in a system requires a very low latency path when the memory is on the other processor. But probably more important is the bandwidth. The way the QuickPath Interconnect works, you end up with a very high bandwidth pipe. And then you have multiple of these pipes making up the platform. So you really end up with this really high bandwidth infrastructure for your systems now.
Does this impact memory as well?
It does. What you didn't have before in that traditional architecture was memory sitting on other processors, and now you do. So when a program needs to execute something that is on another processor, it's really important that it can get to that memory very quickly and bring that information back. So it's really the memory that in some ways have put requirements now in the interconnect to be higher performance.
What has it been to get this ready to take to market, and what is the ecosystem's role in delivering this technology?
You know, we've taken a different approach than we have in the past. In the later years, the front-side bus technology was a very proprietary technology. We didn't license it out to a lot of people, except towards the very end. And then we've carried that concept into QuickPath, where we're much more open with our licensing. We'll have other vendors that can get the technology from Intel and really develop innovative new platforms for the industry. And so the ecosystem has started to build where you have these licensees creating these new products that just never existed before.
So the value proposition for server performance is well understood. How would you see benefit on a client platform for having a higher speed interconnect between the processor and chipset?
Well, you know, a standard client has fewer processors than a server, but, you know, you do have a processor and a chipset, and the interconnect between them needs to be very high performance. And if you're looking at, you know, the higher end of the client segment, you know, you have things like high-end graphics and gamers and things like that, where your I.O. subsystem, you know, video, your video cards that connect to PCI Express can put a lot of demand on your I.O. infrastructure. So as there's any kind of communication that might need to get up into the processor and be some control interaction between the processor and a video control, your interconnect, your QuickPath interconnect, would play a big role there.
So are you the person that's responsible around the innovative name QuickPath?
You know, I was part of that. It was one of the more fun moments I've actually had in marketing, getting to come up with a name. And finally, it was something that, you know, my mother or grandmother could see outside in the industry. If they're buying a computer, they might see this name and this logo. And it's like, hey, you know, I actually helped with the team to come up with that name. So I do get a certain amount of joy or satisfaction out of that. It was fun.
And then, you know, once we've delivered QuickPath to the market, what's next?
You can expect more and better implementations, faster, lower power, things like that.
So your job is never done, basically.
The job is never done.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff. Congratulations on getting QuickPath to market, and thanks a lot for being here on Chip Chat with us.
Thank you, Allison.